a power mill, but it's run off a tractor.
Crush it up?
Yes, crush it up. And cook the juice.
Yeah. What'd y'all put it in? Did you can it or?
Well, you might say can it. We caught it in what they call a syrup bucket or a syrup jug.
Yeah. But that's, do you like that better than the old stuff they used to, you know, that old stuff they pass off for stuff you, for syrup nowadays?
You mean the black strap molasses the regular factory syrup?
Yeah, that old factory syrup just ain't no good.
No, it's not near like the homemade molasses, y'all.
It's not. That homemade stuff is an imitation. It's really good. Did you ever see what they used, you know, they used to put that in a what? It used to come in a, when you were young.
Those molasses?
Yeah.
Well, they used to put them in 55-gallon barrels. I never did see them in them, I can remember of. But I've heard them talk about they used to put them up in 55-gallon barrels.
Do you remember anything coming in barrels?
No, I can't remember it coming.
Yeah. It might come in a stand. What would lard?
I can remember Dad used to buy lard in a 25-pound stand.
Stand?
Hard time. You know, when Mom would use up all the homemade lard she had.
Yeah.
Right. Dad would buy a 25-pound stand, usually long up in the early spring or summer sometime, or he'd have to buy it. Put them through till the next fall, hog killing.
What's the difference between molasses and syrup? Is there any difference between them in the texture of it?
Well,
because I think I've had molasses, but I can't remember. It's
sorghum molasses is made strictly from cane, and syrup is made from probably corn oil and imitation maple flavoring. It's not just like molasses. You just grind the juice, you know, grind the stalk, and the juice will run out, and you just cook that juice till it makes molasses.
Most of that syrup is just imitation. It's not gin. It's not. But that molasses you make is. It's the real thing.
Real thing, and most of your syrups nowadays are not.
Yeah.
So they say. I don't go much for this store-bought syrup.
You raise enough to keep your yield, that sort of thing?
Oh, we have.
You could probably sell it. I think.
Yes, we sold several gallons molasses a year ago this last fall. It's so dry we didn't put up any last year. Didn't try to grow any cane to make molasses. And we still have some molasses left. We sold a few of them this fall, and we've still got more than we'll eat this winter and summer.
Yeah. Now, flour you said came in a sack. Did you ever buy anything else that would come? How do they package things?
Well, Dad would buy dried peaches by the case.
Yeah.
You know, they'd come in a big cardboard box, just, I guess,